Good morning. I'm Paul Newman, and I'm the pastor of Whitley Bay Baptist Church. This is our Sunday podcast for the 3rd of May 2020. Again, the podcast will include offerings from a variety of people, including, this time, the message. The church leadership team are giving a great deal of thought at the moment to how best to communicate in this current coronavirus, so that we hold together as a church. This includes looking at whether we can and should produce this podcast or an equivalent in video rather than just audio. Please pray for those of us thinking about this from the content side and our tech guys who are looking at how we could achieve it. We will give you more news as and when we have something to tell you. However, as an experiment from Sunday the 10th of May, we're planning to have an opportunity to share together from 11 o'clock for about 30 minutes or so in a coffee-type situation for those who wish. So you can listen to the podcast at 10 and then join the coffee time at 11. Details of how to access that will come later in the week. Also, with not having been able to hold the annual church members' meeting at the end of March, we're going to need to have an alternative way of appointing to the church leadership team. Crispian Oates needs re-electing for a further period and Andrew Foster for a first period as charity trustees and church leadership team members. Having consulted with the Charity Commission and the Baptist Union, this will be done digitally, and those without email will be contacted by post. So now you're even getting notices with the podcast. And still, I need to tell you that this morning we had hoped to welcome Neil O'Boyle, who is the National Director of British Youth for Christ, to be our preacher in person at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. That, of course, is impossible at present. But we're grateful that he's taken the time to prepare a message for us, and we shall hear that later in the service. Continuing with the Youth for Christ theme, we'll also hear from Beth Newman, who works at the organisation's central office in Hales Owen in the West Midlands, telling us about what she gets up to, and one of our church members, John Hawksworth, who is Youth for Christ local ministry senior leader for Scotland and Northern England, will lead our prayers of intercession. This is the time at which we turn our hearts and thoughts to the loving God, who is the focus for all our worship and living. Let us be still for a few moments. Revelation 3:20 in the Passion Translation records that the Lord Jesus says to the church of all ages, "Behold, I'm standing at the door, knocking. If your heart is open to hear my voice, and you open the door within, I will come into you and feast with you, and you will feast with me." Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to meet with you who invites us to come and eat at your table. We invite you now to come and fill our hearts with the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We welcome your presence in the places where we are praying, asking that you will anoint us for the worship we bring to you. Help us to minister to you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Lead us to your very heart in the most holy place. Make our bodies just now temples of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, that you call us to stand in the spiritual battle, Thank you that you urge us to become more than conquerors and enable us to overcome. We put on the full armour of God, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit that is the word of God. We resolve to stand firm in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. We acknowledge that our walk for you has often been far from perfect, and as we approach you, we need to be honest to confess the things we have thought and said and done that should never have passed our minds. And we also confess the things that we should have thought to say and do that we forgot. Come down, O love divine. Give us now a time of uninterrupted space and grace in which to meet you, the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Keep all ungodly distractions and interruptions from us, and help us to enter into the fullness of what you desire for us in this time. In the name of Jesus, our great High Priest. Amen. And now my own daughter Beth is going to tell you about the work in which she is involved with Youth for Christ. Like all Youth for Christ workers, she has to find the equivalent of 50% of her salary through personal support, and is truly grateful for all the support she receives from her friends and the fellowship at Whitley Bay Baptist Church.
Hey, it's Beth Newman here, and I'm so glad that I could join you today for the podcast. I spent a large chunk of my life as a part of Whitley Bay Baptist Church, and it's very special to me. So I'm really happy to be able to have recorded this message for you all as you're sitting in your homes and listening to this. Now, I moved down from Whitley Bay to Hillsdown, which is just outside of Birmingham, about 5 or so years ago now, to join the head office of Youth for Christ. My current role there is as head of youth work and discipleship for 11 to 18s within what we call the resources department. And our heart is to equip youth workers and churches all throughout the United Kingdom to be able to reach young people for Jesus and see their lives transformed. In a normal season, this looks like online resources for weekly Bible studies. It looks like organising and helping at camps such as Spring Harvest or summer festivals. It looks at doing training events, doing online training. We do all sorts of different projects as well, such as we recently did a youth Bible a couple of years ago with the Bible Society. As with anything else, things are looking a bit differently at the moment because of COVID-19, but I'm still exceptionally busy. We are doing loads and loads of projects, and there's a few that we are doing at the moment that I'm heavily involved in that we've seen some amazing things come out of already. So one of the things we're doing, we launched a new initiative called Youth Work Online, where we release weekly videos and discussions and activities for 7 to 11s, 11 to 18s, and also now families. And so I'm helping to write these and film these. And these are so that youth work can still be going on in people's homes during this time. We also normally do weekly resources for churches to be able to do Bible studies and youth clubs, and we're still doing the material for this, but we're adapting them for online use. Many people are doing their groups through video chatting platforms or through things like Facebook, and so we've been adapting the sessions and writing them for that as well. We're also doing loads of projects alongside other organisations. Like I said, we did a youth Bible with the Bible Society a couple of years ago, and we're working on another project with them, and so we're working on loads of projects at a distance, doing lots of writing, but we are still exceptionally busy, and we know that there are youth workers all around the country still connecting with their young people. So as long as they're doing that, then we are going to be working away what we're doing, because we still believe that Jesus can move during this time. As always, there's other bits and pieces like the admin and email that comes with most jobs, but I'm really enjoying being able to still make a difference in this time, and I know that Youth for Christ across the country is still having an amazing impact. So I would love it if you would just be praying for what I'm doing and for what we're doing as an organisation, and thank you for letting me be part of the podcast.
Now, Ella Hall brings us our Bible reading, which today comes from Matthew chapter 11. After the reading, Andrew Foster will lead us as he sings Consuming Fire.
Today's reading is Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
The biography of Neil O'Boyle, in his recent book, Under Construction, is very brief. So, here it is. Neil O'Boyle is the National Director of British Youth for Christ. He has been involved in youth work for over 25 years, has lived in multiple countries, and visited over 80 nations with the Ministry of Youth for Christ. He loves Lego, Star Wars, Leeds United, hiking, mountains, his wife, his four children, and God. So let's listen carefully to his message, after which John and Beth Hawksworth will bring us a time of prayer and song.
Hi, my name is Neil O'Boyle and I'm the National Director of Youth for Christ, and I had planned and it was in the schedule for me to come to Whitley Baptist Church and to share on a Sunday morning, and unfortunately in our current predicament and times that's not really going to happen anytime soon, but I would love to take a moment and to just share with you a little bit of my heart about what's going on with Youth for Christ and what our aims and objectives are, but much more around what God is wanting to do in and through all of us. And I wrote a book and it's called Under Construction, and it's kind of based around the fact that if our lives were to represent a house, what would the condition of our house be? And in Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock, and he who opens that door, I will come in and eat with him. And there's a kind of imagery here of Jesus wanting to come into our lives, not to visit, but to be resident, because in Ephesians 3 verse 17, it says that Christ will make his home more and more in our lives. So, and throughout the epistles, Paul talks about and puts emphasis about Christ making his home within us. There's a literal meaning here of Jesus living and taking up residence within us. So what is the state of our heart and what is the state of our lives? And in Genesis 1, 26, it says, doesn't it, that God made man and woman in his image. And the word image can be really difficult to comprehend and understand, because we are physical and we have form and God is spirit. So how can we be made in the image of something that doesn't have physical substance, but his spirit is omnipresent, is everywhere? We are not, we are in one place. So how can we be made in his image? Well, the Hebrew word is tselem, which when translated, the word image, most closely could be image, but it could also be the word shadow. And for me, that takes on a much greater meaning and understanding, because we are not made in the physical image of God, but we have the shadow of God upon us, and we have his characteristics, and we hold his, in a sense, his DNA within us. And there are aspects of us that reflect who he is, and we are therefore made in his image that way. And in Genesis 2, verse 7, in the creation story, it says, the Lord God formed the man from dust, from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the word formed there, created, is really interesting, because it's different to Genesis 1:1, when it says Elohim, Almighty God, bara, which means created from nothing. But here it says Elohim Yasir, which means that God formed from substance, from something that was already in existence. He made something from that. In the same way that a potter develops something beautiful from clay, and that God has created us. And then it says that he breathed into our nostrils life. But the word there, life, really is the word translated from Hebrew, really means soul. And we often think of our soul as the eternal part of who we are, and it's not. That's our spirit. Our soul is the life within us. It's the light switch coming on and giving light and energy to who we are. It's the very core of who we are. And God breathed life into us. And that becomes really interesting when you look at the context of soul. Because in Mark 8:36, it says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? What if we are so busy, so caught up in the rat race of life, so weary that we lose what we were created for? I, in this season, am having to work from home like lots and lots of people. And I find myself on Zoom calls, on video calls all day long. And I came out of my room a few days ago really weary of the constant nature of being on video calls. And as I went into the kitchen, I don't know, it was like 6-7 o'clock at night, and my wife was playing cards with my daughter and they were having a great time. And I just casually asked with my brain fuzzy and tired what the plans were for dinner. And at that point, I was told that there weren't any, and did I want to make it? And at this point, I just kind of like grumbled and said, all right, everyone leave the kitchen, I'll make tea and on I got with it. And I began to reflect about how spending an entire day in a locked up in a room, talking to people on a screen, whether that really had been good and pleasant for my soul, whether it had given me life and energy, and how that actually benefited my daughter and my wife as I came out grumbling about the fact that I had to make dinner. And so often we find ourselves pushed and stretched and not taking in the life that God has for us. We don't take in the life-giving energy and the breath of life that He has created us to have and enjoy. But we are so focused on many, many other things and so weary from doing lots of other things that we do not breathe in His goodness. And in the New Testament, there is this reference that Jesus gives to take on my yoke. And the word yoke, as we know, is an instrument that would bind two animals together to plow the field. And it was a common reference for rabbis, teachers at that time, to say to their disciples, take on my yoke, learn to be like me. Take on what I teach, do what I say, become like me in every way. And Jesus says, doesn't he, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. That's Matthew 11:29. And he's saying, I will give you rest for your soul if you take on my yoke and become like me, gentle and humble in heart. For many of us, I think our souls are weary in this season and we're going around doing all sorts of things. But I think God desired us to rest in Him, to spend time where we breathe in and receive His breath into our soul and it gives life to who we are, that we rest in Jesus. And I think that Jesus wants to do something remarkable in our metaphorical houses. But it requires us to allow Him to move around and to do what He wants to do and give Him permission to make changes and to bring our lives under construction. But to do that, we have to say, Jesus, you must be first and most present in my life. And I give you permission to do whatever you want to do so that my soul can dine with you as you come in and eat with me. And at Youth for Christ, and with this I come to an end, at Youth for Christ, we're about seeing young people's lives changed by Jesus because we know that Jesus created us to know Him. We know that He wants to bring life to the souls of every young person in this nation, that He wants to bring transformation, to bring their lives under construction, just like He does with ours, so that we can become the people that He created us to be. And we are committed to that end when Jesus said, I've come in order to eat my life, life in all its fullness. So we reach out to about 1.7 million young people every single year. And many make decisions to follow Jesus. And many go on to become part of local churches and see their lives changed. And I want to thank this church particularly for your journey with Youth for Christ. We are hugely grateful to you. And I hope soon enough that I will get to have time with you directly. May God bless you. And may your souls be filled with the breath of God and that you can rest in Him.
So we thank you, Neil O'Boyle, for that inspiring message. And Lord, we thank you that you are a creator God. We thank you that we are formed within your shadow. Help us, Lord, to abide within your shadow. For in that place we can truly know peace, we can know hope, we can know life, we can know light. Your word says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, in God in whom I trust.
The sound of his voice and seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes. through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me.
So, Lord, we pray that we will see in this time, a time for opportunity, not obstacle, a time to share, to witness, to be your ambassadors, to be your representative in person, in words, in texts, in conversations, over social media. Help us keep our focus, Lord.
In front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Lord, help us in this season to take on your yoke, and that we will find true rest in the middle of this crisis. Holy Spirit, breathe your life into us, to be life and light to others. Holy Spirit, breathe your life into us, that we may be life and light to others.
Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me. Lord, we just thank you for Neil. Thank you for the work of Youth for Christ. We pray for Neil and the team there, that in these days especially, as they seek to innovate, they seek to reach young people over social media in their own rooms, Lord, that we will come out in the next few months hearing stories of transformation as young people cry out to you, as you break through in their uncertainty, in their anxiety, in their fear. Lord, they will find hope in you. They will find peace in you. They will find rest in you. So, Lord, bless Neil. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon him as he seeks to lead a team forward to extend your kingdom and give you glory. Amen.
We haven't quite finished, for after this brief prayer of blessing, we can listen to Bradley Cresick as he plays Come Unto Me from Handel's Messiah, and I'm sure that it will help us to be in a place where the Lord might restore our souls. As the dew falls in the morning, so may the grace of God descend upon us. As the sun bathes all in its life-giving light, so may the radiance of Christ shine in our hearts. As the wind blows where it will, so may the breath of the Spirit move freely in our lives. Living God, work in us and with us and through us to your glory. Amen.